This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, July 5. The God who hears. Our reading comes from Exodus chapter 1 and chapter 2. The Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out to God. God heard their groaning and was concerned about them. The Israelites were the Old Testament people of God, chosen to become a nation through whom God would bless all other people. But as we can see in the opening chapters of Exodus, God's chosen people were in a bad way. The people of Israel had become slaves in Egypt. And in this way, they weren't able to be the blessing to others that God had promised. The king of Egypt feared the Israelites because their numbers were a potential threat to his domain. So he made life unbearable for them until the people cried out in their slavery and suffering. Some of the deepest weeping happened because many baby boys were murdered. What trauma and hopelessness. But finally, after seeming to be absent for a long time, God heard the people's groaning and acted to bring them freedom. It wouldn't be easy or quick, but it would be decisive and provide rescue for God's suffering people. And isn't it startling, as we find in the next chapter, that while God was moved to help the oppressed, his first move was to call a human being, Moses, to be the agent of his liberating power? Pray with me. Dear God, see and hear the groaning of people who suffer everywhere in this world. Be concerned, righteous God, and move us to be faithful to your call to act in your name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.